This morning, we're heading to the Buffalo National River to hike the Center Point Road Trail. I'm Michelle Skaliski, and I first discovered this trail in the 90s on an eco-tour hosted by the Newton County Resource Council. The In-N-Out Trail starts on Highway 43 at a trailhead between Compton and Ponca. Hikers can make the Goat Trail, which leads to Big Bluff towering 350 feet above the Buffalo River, their destination, or they can continue on a bit further to Sneed's Creek and the Buffalo. The Center Point Road Trail was once a road that people lived along before the area became a national park in the early 70s.
That was how the people got in and out of the Buffalo. It went down all the way to Sneed's Creek and joined the road that went up and down the Buffalo.
That's Kevin Middleton. He and Lauren Ray are park rangers at the Buffalo National River. I met them at Steel Creek Ranger Station.
Oh, you must be Kevin.
There was one family, the Parkers, according to Middleton, that had several houses along Center Point Road, an older man and his sons.
There's one place down there you can see an old spring box, and sort of you can tell that a home was there, and that was the old man Parker, and they call that Parker Spring, and the water still flows out of it.
Granny Henderson is perhaps the most famous person who lived along Center Point Road, and her cabin is still there, a little ways past the Goat Trail.
She'd lived there her whole life and had cattle and goats and everything, and just haul water from the river. And I mean, she was a tough, smart little lady that could just take care of things.
Henderson lived in her cabin along the Buffalo for years after her husband died. She moved only when the National Park Service bought her property for the new park, and she died soon after. Middleton honors her today by telling her story to visitors. Most of the Center Point Road Trail is through forest, and Ray said you might see some wildlife.
There are black bear sightings along the Center Point Trail. Now, one thing to know about the black bears at the Buffalo, these guys are really quite skittish. They are true wild bears. So generally speaking, if you see a bear, just give it space, make some noise, and it's going to run off. They're not typically going to be a threat to hikers. You might run into some feral hogs. And then deer, raccoons, foxes, coyotes, there's always a chance of seeing things like that.
Center Point Road is 6 miles round trip to the Goat Trail, and it descends about 1,200 feet in elevation. Ray suggests taking plenty of water and snacks and using bug spray and sunscreen. Allow about 4 hours to complete the hike. When you first start out on the Center Point Road Trail, to your right you can glimpse a sweeping view of the Ponca Wilderness through openings in the trees. You can't help but feel a sense of gratitude for those who gave up their homes and for those who had the foresight to preserve this pristine wilderness. The hike to the Goat Trail has some flat stretches, but also lots of downhill sections, and you have to be careful due to loose rocks and mud. Eventually you come to this portion of the trail where the forest opens up, and you can barely see through the trees, but there's a spectacular view. I think we're getting close to Big Bluff. You know you've reached the Goat Trail when you see pink ribbons that have been tied around the trees to let you know you've arrived. And there's a small sign taped to a tree that says Big Bluff and Goat Trail this way. So this is the way to go. It's a much smaller trail, and I see some white-tailed deer, two of them. Eventually, you exit the forest and enter the bluff. It's arid and feels much different here. After a climb over some rocks and around some stunted evergreens, you get your reward for making it this far. Oh, and there's the view that I've been waiting for. It's absolutely gorgeous. Here, you are standing far above the Buffalo with amazing views of the river and the Ponca Wilderness. This view is why many people hike the Center Point Road Trail. The Goat Trail allows you to walk for a ways along Big Bluff, not recommended for anyone with a fear of heights, and you really have to take it slow and watch your step. It's a strenuous hike back up the trail to where my car is parked, especially with temperatures in the low 90s, and I have to take a few breaks. I'm finally back to the car. I'm hot, I'm tired, but I feel a sense of accomplishment. Any day outside on a trail is a good day, and I can't wait to get back to the Buffalo National River, especially when the leaves change this fall. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski. Hundreds of people could still be trapped by the floodwaters of North Carolina.